This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Dan, we're going to call you out.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, we decided the three of us were talking while you were doing your newscast.
I saw that out of the corner of my eye.
A couple of weeks ago, there was another storm that was approaching or something or other, and you mentioned some
Atrophy Delta?
Yeah, someplace that nobody had ever heard of.
Was it a Delta that had atrophied?
And we called you out on it. And then just now during the news, you were talking about Hurricane Helene.
Yes.
And that it was going to make landfall at Alligator Point. We looked Alligator Point up behind your back. Mm-hmm.
It's not a hidden thing.
No. It pretty much is. It's got a population of 447 people, Dan. It doesn't even have a Casey's General Store nor a stoplight.
There's so many people that they didn't even run a census in 2020. Mm-hmm. It's right south there of the Ocklockinney Bay, by the way. That's kind of hard to say.
Ocklockinney Bay,
right near the town of Panacea, right on the edge of the Apalachee Bay.
Okay.
Don't forget Bald's Point.
It's a few miles south of
Casey's General Store.
You know, and just,
wait, no, it's not big enough for that.
Just right across the way, if you were to get into a boat, you could go to Dog Island. Mm-hmm.
What is the city of Sopchoppy?
Dog
Island.
This is all right next to the Apalachicola, rather, National Forest.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Just south of Medart.
Do you do this because you want us to, like, look it up?
Well, I do it for two reasons. One, I love maps. And two, it confuses the heck out of you.
Why don't you just say it's going to make landfall just south of Tallahassee?
I mean, it's going to make landfall just east of Tate's Hell.
Mm-hmm. That's right, near Hillardville.
Hell Wildlife Management Area.
And Wakulla Springs.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget the Ekafina River.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
All right, we talk about scam stories from time to time. You guys, this is so sad, but also one of those that we need to file under, oh, honey, come on.
What happened?
Brad Pitt's representatives are speaking out after someone impersonating Brad started scamming women out of approximately $350,000.
Oh, my God.
Because Brad Pitt needs $350,000, honey. Hold, please. Brad Pitt's rep is setting the record straight today on the actor's social media presence, which doesn't exist, after police arrested five people allegedly impersonating him online. It is awful that scammers take advantage of fans' strong connection with celebrities, Pitt's publicist told Us Weekly in a statement today. And it is an important reminder not to respond to unsolicited online outreach from people like Brad Pitt. Especially, he says, from actors who have no social media presence. The Oscar winner, 60, looks like 40, does not have any official social media profiles on Instagram, X, or any of the platforms. Authorities confirmed on Monday, September 23rd, they arrested five individuals in connection to a fraud and money laundering charge after they allegedly posed as Brad Pitt, scamming two women out of more than $350,000.
Ms. Finn Cannon. It's a pleasure to meet you. I hope you and Ugly here find every happiness together.
That is him in Legends of the Fall.
It's a great movie.
Kill me now. I love that movie. The statement goes on to say that basically what happened is what you think. Someone contacted these women through an online fan page dedicated to Brad Pitt and posed as the actor. They went on to then exchange DMs and emails with their victims who, quote, thought they were corresponding with Brad Pitt. The imposters, quote, managed to make these women believe they had become so close to the well-known American actor that they believed that they had a romantic relationship with him.
Okay.
Lonely is lonely.
Well, maybe you deserve to lose your money.
Once the scammers got close to the women on social media, they started asking for money. One of them asked for $168,000. One of them asked for $195,000.
A fool and their money are easily parted.
Do you recall a year ago there was an area woman that
this
happened to?
She lost $100,000.
In Leavenworth because the scammers were posing as country star Neil McCoy.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt is worth an estimated $400 million.
Scott, honey.
Why would Brad Pitt need your
to
money?
To thank you for being on his official fan page.
How old were the women that were scammed?
It doesn't say. But think about it. These scammers go on any huge stars. Here's the deal. You're better off going with a D-list celebrity where it might, under some small percentage of chance, you might get connected with a, name your D-list celebrity. I mean, it's got to be 10,000 rungs below Brad Pitt. Where it would be more believable than Brad Pitt.
Scott Baio.
Okay, yeah. Give me like a Scott Baio, where maybe he'd reach out and be like, hey, you know, I haven't had a job in 43 years. I'm Chachi. I appreciate you hanging in there on my fan page.
Did these people give this person the money?
Yes!
Then they're dumb.
Well, Scott.
Here's the crazy thing. If somebody asks you for money, don't give it to him.
Right.
Well, I mean,
but do you see what I'm saying? Like, Sam, I sort of see where in the McCoy case, he was saying, I'm stuck with my band in, and then they Googled where the band was. Oh, yeah, Oklahoma City. Ooh, and I saw you went to my show 3 weeks ago in Iowa, because they can find that on Facebook because you posted it. But Brad Pitt?
No.
Honey, he's not emailing you, and he doesn't need $164,000. He wakes up every morning and craps money out of that gorgeous derriere.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Simmer down.
And many times...
And it's getting warm in here, man.
They will not admit when faced with the facts that they've been scammed.
No, wouldn't be me. It wouldn't happen to me. Brad told me he loved me.
How do people fall for this?
Scott,
stuff?
I don't know. I don't know.
Are
at
you
the
that
level
lonely?
Wait, at the level of stardom of a Brad Pitt, I don't, there's no explanation for this. But you start going down several rungs on the Hollywood ladder. I mean, like all the way down to like the one guy that played the one guy the one time in NYPD Blue. I can see where someone would fall for that.
Wait, is this true? From the text line, the lady also showed up at the airport multiple times to pick him up for a, quote, romantic weekend.
Oh, my God. No, honey.
And what, he just missed his flight?
Yeah.
So, oh, there's always an excuse.
You know, she was like, will you wear that dusty old cowboy hat like Tristan did?
Well, I couldn't afford it. Can you send me $5,000 to get the flight?
I'm telling you, there is no scene in the history of cinema like the scene where that man rides up on that horse.
I'm
sorry.
From Singapore.
You mean at the end?
Hello. Oh, no. Well, the beginning, the end, the middle. There's a stable encounter with her.
I remember.
Holy hell. It is a great movie. The best line in the history of movies, I have goosebumps thinking about it, is when his brother says, you cannot make her happy. And Brad Pitt says, gonna try. And there's a pause, and Aidan Quinn says, you will fail.
And she's a beautiful woman.
Then everyone dies.
Yeah. You just ruined the plot.
I hate to ruin it for you. Everyone dies.
Good God.
What was the name of the woman in Legends of the Fall? She is gorgeous.
Orman.
Elizabeth Orman?
Orman. What's Orman's first name? She's one of the most stunning women I've ever seen. Hoy. Orman. Why do I feel like it's not Elizabeth?
It's not because...
Julia Ormond.
Thank you. Julia Ormond.
That Elizabeth Ormond is not good looking.
Julia Ormond.
Well, we all age, Scott.
No, she's absolutely stunning. Yeah.
She is.
This movie came out in what, the early 90s?
You know, there's a book. It was based off a book.
I think 94.
94.
That is one of those movies like Jaws or like Something's Gotta Give, where if it comes on or I'm flipping around and it's on, I go, well, there's Tristan. There's Dana's next 2 hours.
Julia's been eating a couple of burgers.
Oh my gosh, Scott!
Well, she has. Look right there.
And Isabel, too, is played by Karina Lombard.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Dana, the look on your face just solidified what Scott was saying.
I mean, when that woman gets shot, I'm telling you, if you guys have not seen Legends of the Fall, I forced my children to watch it. I forced them.